One of the exciting opportunities presented by out-of-body exploration is our ability to confront our own fears and limits and dissolve them. This I have found to be just an amazing process. And to give you a better idea how this works, I'd like to share one of my experiences with you. Back in the early 70s, and when I began to have my first out-of-body experiences, this type of confrontational experience started as just a mirror that was hanging down upon me. The weight of the mirror would limit me, and I realized that I had to focus my consciousness to remove this limitation. But as I progressed, the confrontational experiences would develop into more effective ways of me to confront my own fears and limits. One of these experiences happened in the late 70s when I was having an out-of-body experience from my bedroom. I found myself during a normal separation. I'd move, as I always do, 10 feet away from my body, and I would center myself with awareness now. Then I realized that I was in my hallway of my home, and I began to walk very much as in a physical manner to the front door of my home. At the time, I lived in a bi-level home in Michigan, and on the astral plane, in this level of reality, my home looked almost identical, except the colors were different, and of course the stairs were different. But the total shape of it was pretty much the same. I walked down into the foyer area, and as I did, I tried to center myself again with awareness now. And as I did, I looked at the staircases that were going up and down in my home. And I realized that there was something strange and unusual about them. As I looked up into the staircase that went to the bedrooms, I realized that the staircase had become much wider and much brighter, and it led to a very bright, beautiful environment. And as I looked down, I realized that the staircase looked down into a very dark, dank environment. And I tried to rationalize this and thinking exactly what was happening, but I was fully conscious, fully aware. And again, I used awareness now to bring more consciousness into my energy body. And as I examined these two staircases, I was drawn for some reason to examine the one that was going down into this dark spot, this dark area. And as I did, I noticed there was a movement, some kind of motion. And as I stared, I realized that there was some kind of creature, for lack of a better word, that was moving up towards me. This creature, as it got closer, it appeared to be a giant sloth with the face of a dog, and to be quite honest, I was terrified. This creature started to climb the steps up to me, and I could have avoided this situation easily by just thinking about my body. But I didn't. For some reason, I just stood there, kind of just struck in awe and a little bit of terror about what this was. And then the creature got closer and closer, and it wrapped these huge arms around me. This thing was probably 9-10 feet tall, and these massive arms just wrapped around me. And then the head of a dog, the face of a dog, comes down to me and licks my face. And then suddenly the entire creature just dissolves away. And I can feel, and it was an amazing energetic experience, and I could feel these waves of energy just flowing through me. And I didn't understand what was going on, but I knew it was something incredibly powerful because I just felt like I was in a whirlpool of energy, waves after waves, and it literally threw me back into my physical body. At that point, I'm laying in my bed again and just trying to determine what was this? What in the world just happened to me? Because this was my first experience with this kind of an event. And I was desperately trying to figure it out. I knew it had some real significance just by the pure power of the experience. And when I began to analyze it objectively, I realized that this creature, this giant sloth with the face of a dog, was actually a manifestation of my own fears. I realized that I, a higher part of myself, my higher self, had created this entire scenario, so I had an opportunity to confront my own personal fears and limits. This was a powerful opportunity for me to not only confront my own fears and limits, but to resolve them potentially by standing firm and just allowing the experience to develop. Now, after many, many decades of experience, I realize that this is a powerful opportunity for us to absolutely confront and resolve our personal fears, limits, all the negative energies that we hold within us. We have an ability during our out-of-body experiences to absolutely go to the source of our issues and confront them. This giant sloth was my mind's creation. It was a way for me to confront my own issues and resolve them in a very elegant manner. Because just think for a moment, all of our issues, fears, and limits, they're energies that are within us. Of course, they're reflected outer in our physical world, but they are psychological issues that are limiting our potential. All of us live within a box that is absolutely created by our personal fears and limits. And we have this amazing ability to go to the source of this energy and to confront it and dissolve it. This is one of the most powerful benefits of out-of-body exploration, and it's very seldom talked about. But I can't emphasize this enough. This is not a negative experience. It is an incredibly positive and elevating experience that's available to all that are open to it. And this can manifest in many, many ways. I've had this experience happen now in approximately 10 different times throughout my 40 years, and each one was an incredibly powerful experience. But each person will allow this to develop in their own way. For example, this can manifest as being attacked by an animal of any kind, or it could be just yourself falling from a tree, or anything that is a personal conflict for you. If you have, for instance, a fear of heights, this may develop as some kind of opportunity for you to confront your fear of heights. Your subconscious mind and higher self is creating this energy opportunity, this image for you to confront and resolve. So be aware of this from now on. Unfortunately, in the past, many people have perceived this kind of experience as a negative experience. And it's possible that even the concepts of the devil and these things were the result of a misinterpretation of this inner experience. Every person will experience this kind of energy confrontation in their own personal manner. And it's up to us to be open to receive this. If it's ever too intense, you can always avoid the situation very simply by an easy technique. You just think of your body. Think of any portion of your body, and you will automatically be transported instantly back to your physical body. So this is not something that you have to experience, but I highly recommend that you surrender to the experience, because it is probably one of the greatest benefits that we can obtain, is to eliminate, dissolve, remove our personal fears, blocks, limits. The potential of this is just unlimited. And also, this is a direct relationship as a cultural reference to shamanism. In shamanism, this is exactly what the shamans do. They enter into altered states, often, especially when they enter into the lower worlds. They will experience all kinds of, let's just say, what many people would perceive as negative challenges or even attacks. It could be snakes. It could be attack of a bear. It could be anything. The point is, from a cultural standpoint, they are doing the exact same thing. They are confronting their own personal demons, fears, blocks, and limits, and they are battling it. They are absolutely overcoming this limitation or block. So don't underestimate the power of this and be open to it, because it will happen spontaneously when you are open to it.